88.
Whatever you'd like here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online where we've got all kinds of features that are free for you. You just go to freetalklive.com and you can actually create the content on the site. So what you see there at freetalklive.com, a bunch of news stories typically. Though they could be YouTube videos, they could be blog posts, could be fun stuff. Whatever it is you want to submit for our consideration to put on the radio or just for other listeners to see and enjoy, you can do that at freetalklive.com. And once it's submitted, you can then vote up or down on whether you like or dislike the content there on the site. So a lot of times we'll pull our show prep right from the front page because it was put there by listeners like you. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, a subway has begun accepting Bitcoin.
Ah, camarade.
Which, no, I had heard this was overseas somewhere, but actually it turns out that there's a different subway in the United States.
Oh, really? So it's not the Russian subway that you're talking
about? No, I thought it was going to be the Russian subway when I saw the headline, but right, it turns out it's in Pennsylvania. We'll give
you're talking about a sandwich shop, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
As opposed to something that would move people through tubes in the ground?
Yes.
Yeah. The sandwich shop.
When you said Pennsylvania, I thought about trying to do an Amish accent, and I just can't.
So we'll get to that story here in a moment. There was a story that both Mark and I had in the show prep together, and usually that's an indicator because we don't ever prep together. We don't know before we come into the studio what we all are interested in talking about. And so usually when more than one of us has the same story, and that's usually an indicator that we should do that one first. So here you go from USA Today. Little town called Walsburg, Utah. Turned out they didn't have an election this year. No mayor election, no city council election. Why? Well, they forgot. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, statewide elections were held on November 5th all across Utah, but the new recorder in Walsburg forgot to announce the opening of the filing period or arrange to hold an election.
It gets better, Johnson. This isn't it.
Well, wow. Now, not only did the person who was in charge of elections for this town forget to have the election or forget to announce that the election was going to be had, but also clearly everybody in the town who might have been interested in the election wasn't interested enough to pursue being a candidate. Because I can tell you that, you know, as a politically active person here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, I know that next year there's going to be a certain type of election, and I'm going to at some point find out when the deadlines are to file for those elections. Their state reps will be elected next year.
So I take it nobody filed to run?
That's exactly it. Nobody even came into the office to say, hey, when's the election this year? Or, hey, how do I file for election? Because I know there's an election this year. Nobody was interested enough to pursue this.
Well, what is that an indicator of, though? Because, is that an indicator of that government's going pretty well there because no one cares? I mean, or is that an indicator of that it's so bad that no one thinks anything's going to change?
I think it's an indicator of a pretty small town would be what my assumption is.
But even still, I mean, even with a small town, you know, you'd think somebody's going to have some kind of involvement, especially since there are already people in government. I mean,
I couldn't say.
Your question is an excellent question, and it is the question that you can always ask about any election. I mean, this is an unusual one because nobody had it. But in any election, so for instance, in the recent Keene election, it was like a, I don't know, 10% turnout or something very, very small like that. And that same question is as valid. Well, why didn't 90% of the voters turn out for this? Does that mean that they think everything's fine? Does that mean that they just don't care? Does that mean that the rest of their life is
what
just that much more
this?
Important? It is Walsburg, Utah.
Maybe one of our listeners knows somebody who lives in Walsburg,
Utah. Only
get them on the line.
There's only 275 of them there. Now, the people, they call them leaders, but we all know they're politicians, of the town realized the mistake just before Election Day, but it was too late to put together a slate of candidates and hold the balloting, says the newspaper.
It's kind of funny. So there's 275 people, and like let's say that there's like, you know, 27 people in government or something that are doing government positions. It means 10% of the town is government.
Well, that's a good question. I know that about 1% of the town in Keene is city government workers.
Right.
I don't know.
There's 10 times as many people.
That's
here,
true.
You know, like, at least. No, there's 100 times as many, correct? Because Keene has a population of around 20-something
23,000.
23,000, so that's really almost 100 times as many people as in this town.
Walsburg never advertised or prepared for an election this year, so no one signed up. This according to Wasatch County Clerk Brent Titcomb. He told the Tribune, they're going to have to appoint the current mayor and council for 2 more years, and they'll advertise and have people elected in 2015. Well, that will hardly be new for the current council, considering they were all appointed back in 2011 when, yes, the town officials 2 years ago also forgot to hold elections. So this is actually the second set of elections that was supposed to be held, but in point of fact wasn't, 2 times in a row. So they botched it up in 2011 and then botched it up again.
I gotta imagine nobody's complaining, I don't think. I mean, there was an article about it, obviously, that they forgot to hold elections, but you'd think if somebody were complaining about it that I would think that there would be grounds for somebody to get sued.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, like, if anybody really had a problem with it.
But what are they going to get if you sue? I mean, if there's 200
people. An election?
Right, you're going to get an election. That's that much is true.
Yeah.
If anybody's filed a lawsuit and spent the money to do it, they're not that upset. I'll give you that. It's like, whatever.
I mean, the real question is that 275 people with a town that's forgetting to hold elections, why are you a town? Why aren't you just part of the next local town, you know?
Well, I think the other thing, the other question this situation begs is to examine the idea of zero turnout elections, because ultimately that's what this was, right? I mean, we've actually seen examples of where a town will hold an election and not even the government bureaucrats will come vote in their own election. Usually you can count on the government bureaucrats to come out to their own elections, so at least then they have some aura of legitimacy. But in certain instances, there have been 0% turnouts where not even the candidates turned out to vote for themselves.
Right.
So this takes that to a new level in that they didn't even bother having the election. Nobody bothered saying anything about it, but yet the government continues to propagate itself. So there's a certain group of people in the liberty movement out there that has this mindset of, oh, well, let's just not vote, and then the government's going to go away. Well, no. It doesn't work that way. If people don't vote, they continue to aggress against people. The government people continue to aggress because as long as people obey, that's the most critical element. You can vote or not vote, and they don't care. What they really care about is whether or not you do what they tell you to do.
Right. Well, I don't know that they... Mostly what I hear in the liberty movement of people that say, you know, don't vote, it only encourages them, or voting propagates, you know, perpetuates the system, or, you know, a variety of things.
But those people seem to believe that if they just convince enough people to not vote, then it'll just all stop.
Right. But look, if you believe that, you must believe that you can convince all of the people to do anything.
Which is ridiculous.
Anytime your plan hinges on convincing everyone to do something.
You're going to convince the bureaucrats to not go vote.
We can't convince everybody in this country or around the world not to have sex with children. I mean, so, you know, you can't, whatever your idea is farther down the list of bad ideas than that.
I'm going to go ahead and play devil's advocate here, because I don't agree with what you're saying here about them thinking that they can try and convince everyone to not vote. Yes, not voting, I think, is one of the aspects of things that these people think that they can convince enough people to do, but I think one of the other things that they want to convince them to do is not only to not vote, but to not participate in the system at all, meaning that not only do they not vote, but they also don't necessarily follow the laws, you know, blindly, they don't pay their taxes.
Almost never hear that.
Right.
Normally from the people that I hear the whole don't vote thing, that's the only thing they harp about. They don't ever talk about not paying taxes or anything like that, and I think that would be very powerful if people would not pay taxes in mass in like the same area and have some sort of a tax revolt. But
I guess to kind of, you know, like to downplay my own devil's advocacy here, I would say that if you're advocating for not voting and you're not also advocating for not participating in the system via not paying taxes and not just blindly following laws, and then you're being a hypocrite.
Absolutely, and not only that, but you're advocating something that's going to have absolutely no effect,
right?
Because as we've seen, not voting doesn't change anything.
Right.
Now, some will say that, you know, have some self-respect and don't bother voting in their elections. They're going to do what they want. And I can see that point. I think that that's a valid point. Look, you know, whatever, if you think that it's that voting doesn't matter, statistically it's an insignificant act unless you live in a small town.
Yeah, if you're voting from Kraft Sandwich 1 to Kraft Sandwich 2, then certainly it doesn't matter. But if you've got an actual pro-liberty candidate like we get here in New Hampshire, then why not? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the ProXPN toll-free line. We've got a bunch of features on the website. You can go there and get interactive. You can actually control the content. You can interact in the chat room, on the bulletin board system. A lot of different ways for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Also, another great website where you can get some liberty-oriented news is freedomsphoenix.com. Their readers every day are getting all kinds of information about, they cover the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Their readers at freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive. Go to freedomsphoenix.com, get signed up for their daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com. Now, the difference between freedomsphoenix.com and our website is that on our site, you choose the stories, you submit them, you vote on them. At Freedoms Phoenix, they've got an editor who decides those things, so you can get it both ways between both of our sites. So again, freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll go to your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been talking about this Utah town, Walsburg, town of 275. They forgot to have an election this year, and so as a result, they'll be appointing the current mayor and current council for an extra 2 years because, well, the city, whoever it is that works with the city that didn't, or town, that is supposed to handle these things, the Department of Elections, I guess, they didn't do it. And apparently they botched it up in 2011, too, so this same crew of politicians didn't even have to run a campaign. They didn't have to lift a finger to get reelected in this case, and apparently nobody cares. So my point of bringing this story up is yet another example that even in a zero-turnout election, heck, they didn't even have the election in this case, the government continues to propagate itself. You damn well better believe that even though not one person voted for these people, that they'll be sending out property tax bills, and that they'll be demanding money, and that they'll be demanding obedience from local businesses, and they'll be demanding that you get your permits, and that you, you know, beg for permission.
It's just so weird. The 275 people are just sitting around going, yeah, well, they're going to take my money anyway.
Well, they're right. I mean, I don't blame somebody for not wanting to participate in elections. And we were touching on this earlier, where, yeah, if the choices suck, then why bother? But if you live in New Hampshire, if you moved here, for instance, as part of the Free State Project, then you know that almost every election you've got the chance to vote for somebody who actually cares about freedom. Like here, we've actually elected people who love liberty. And we've got Mark Warden, who's one of the advertisers on this show, the Porcupine Realtor. Mm-hmm. He's the number one most liberty-oriented rep by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. They do a determination every year. They compare all the voting records of all the state reps. This guy gets an A+. He's gotten an A+ rating 2 times in a row. And he's an amazing liberty activist person who is in the state legislature. So I would find it insulting if a liberty-oriented person would refuse to vote for somebody like Mark Warden, right, who's an active liberty-oriented person in the legislature. You can get that here. Most places around the country, it usually isn't worth showing up for. I don't blame anybody.
But he's just a statist.
Well, so I
not
think
that I can tell.
I know, but how many there are liberty activists out there that have
we'll
that logic.
Things. Sure, but they must not have ever met Mark Warden, you know? Like, if somebody's going to talk about Mark Warden like that, they must have never met a man who is, on one day wearing a suit at the State House, and then on the next day, he's got an anarcho-capitalist T-shirt on with a circle A on it.
I wonder if there are, I'm sure that there's somebody reaching, this is reaching tonight, that might make that argument. Call in.
Oh, no, they absolutely are listening. They'll catch on the podcast if they aren't listening live. I guess what I would say to that is that I understand the point that someone might make that there is no way to vote for an individual, a person who is going to work within the system that doesn't in some way or another use your agency, your vote. The claim is that your vote is an agency, and I doubt that that's true because it's only one vote. So if the person wins by two, your vote doesn't count anyway.
Does your vote come with fiduciary obligation?
But if that person is your agent, then therefore there's no way for you to, vote for somebody that doesn't at some point initiate force against others or vote for initiation of force against others. So that's just how it goes. I mean, no matter what, if Mark Warden didn't get 100% on the NHLA's list, he got 99.5 or something like that. So that means the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance stated that Mark Warden voted wrong on, which means, I assume, initiate force against somebody else on some issue or another.
Well, hold on, Mark. There are certain issues that will come up in front of a legislator where one vote or the other results in the initiation of force. In that the legislator does not choose to initiate force. What they might choose is to have fewer amounts of initiations of force as opposed to more amounts of initiations of force.
And the very principled non-voter would find that to be an unacceptable position.
I said this as a joke, but it really did get glossed over. But when you say that voting is an agency, I don't know if you've ever studied or seen anything about agency law, but in agency law, if someone is acting as your agent, typically they either owe you or you owe them fiduciary obligations, which means that they're essentially acting as royalty on behalf of you, as, you know, the king or whatever, in terms of, you know, these types of agent relationships, you know, like, for example, in real estate or a lawyer, or, you know, that kind of thing. These are agency relationships. And voting? Really? Agency? I don't know.
No, it's ridiculous.
But I do have a response to those folks that say that. So what about issues? What about referendums? What about budgetary line items? So many elections, if not all elections, have some kind of, we want to install a bridge or do whatever it is we want to do. You want to vote yes or no for it. Now tell me, if there's a government expenditure that is on the ballot and you go and you vote against that government expenditure, exactly how have you initiated force against another person? If somebody can call in at 855-450-FREE and explain to me how voting on a ballot against an issue, voting not to spend other people's money, is somehow an initiation of force, I would love to hear it, because I cannot understand it. I cannot come up with the idea here, and I have had conversations across the nation about this. The most principled non-voters have admitted that that's not the case, that is not an initiation of force.
They would just argue, I'm sure, that they just find it detestable to endorse the system with their vote.
Fine, it's detestable. I don't know
but
what endorsement of the system is.
To every one of those people, I would say, look, I'll take your critique seriously as soon as you stop paying all taxes. Okay? As soon as you, the person who's saying, oh, you can't legitimize the system with your vote, even if you're voting for liberty-oriented people, well, if you want to tell me about how principled you are, then please prove to me that you don't pay any taxes whatsoever, and then I will say, you know what? You are awarded the Principled Libertarian Award. Congratulations. You have truly done it. You
but
really did put your
the
freedom
claim
out
is
there.
That, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do extra stuff. Yeah, you're right. I don't not pay taxes in every case.
Doing,
I try my best.
Paying taxes takes work. That's extra work you should not be doing.
Yeah, I think that I've got that. I think that's absolutely true. But the fact is I would claim that not voting perpetuates the system. And I can get, and I got numbers to back mine up. I don't just have, banal blather to
The system perpetuates regardless of whether you vote or not. 855, 450 free. So do you want to vote for somebody who actually cares about liberty? Or do you just want to sit back and let them do what they want? More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free, whether you want to talk about voting. The old conversation has risen its ugly head again here.
Well, it's not like somebody else brought it up. We brought it up.
Yeah, that's true. You can talk about that, and you can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE, that toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm.
So we talked about forcefieldenergy.com on Free Talk Live a couple of months ago, and I told you that it was poised to move upward in price, in my opinion, and it did. I told you it was going to be listed in the on NASDAQ, and it was. We told you it was going to have, they had some big contracts that were likely to come in. Some of those contracts have come in, including one we talked about last night on the show. That was this company that's got 145 restaurants, and Force Field Energy's deploying LED lighting in some of these restaurants, and the company's trying out LED lighting. And I suspect that it's going to do very well, because the future of the world includes light, and that future probably includes LED lighting, because that's what's popular right now. And as a business, it's difficult to find somebody to outfit your business with LED lighting, especially somebody who's going to finance that LED lighting in a way that allows you to begin making money on the very first day. Say you save money on the very first day with Force Field Energy, and that's why their business plan works, and that's why companies like Wall Street Cheat Sheet, I shouldn't say companies, why these investing advice websites like WallStreetCheatSheet.com and SeekingAlpha.com say that Force Field Energy is poised to move upward, and I think that it's a, you know, I'm still doing, giving the recommendation that you buy Force Field Energy. Do your research. All investments have risk. But I think you're going to come to the same conclusion that I have, that FNRG, that's the ticker symbol for ForceFieldEnergy.com, is a buy. It's FNRG, ForceFieldEnergy.com.
We've been talking about voting and this idea that is somewhat common amongst more liberty-oriented people, that voting perpetuates the system and that we just need to stop people from voting and that everything will be fine. Well, look, while I understand the idea that if we can help people change their minds about what the state is and why they think it's necessary to not believing in the idea of the state, which is, you know, just this mental construction to make it okay for men and women to use violence and the threat of violence to rule over other men and women, if we can bring people to the understanding of what the state really is and get them to reject it, then there will be some very, very valuable things that that manifest out of that change in paradigm. But still, as long as people are fearful of those calling themselves the state, to the point where they're willing to do what they're told by those calling themselves the state, nothing's going to change. A whole bunch of people could stop voting, and as we've seen, it doesn't do anything. There are the zero voting turnout places the government continues to propagate. In the very, very low percentages where turnout's 2%, 1%, it's all government bureaucrats coming out to vote in an election, government continues to propagate because everybody just keeps doing what they're told. So the excuse that, well, I don't want to vote because I don't want to perpetuate the system, would you say the same thing about jury nullification? You, who think, you know, if you're one of the people who thinks this way, would you say the same thing about getting on a jury and then it turns out that that jury is a, let's say, a drug case? And if you're like me and you think the war on drugs is a terrible thing, then you might want to know about jury nullification. Maybe you already know about it. Your right as a juror to vote your conscience in any case, meaning you can ignore all the facts in the case. Doesn't matter if they caught him with 3 pounds of cocaine or heroin or whatever or marijuana. You could still vote not guilty because you think the war on drugs is bad and the drug laws are bad and they need to end. But that's voting, isn't it? And so is therefore that also legitimizing the system? Should you, as somebody who cares about ending the war on drugs, should you choose to do nothing when given the opportunity to be on a jury? Would that be the moral thing to do?
Well, I don't know.
Case?
It doesn't. Morality doesn't fall into that scenario.
Some people argue that voting is immoral and that voting is perpetuating an immoral, violent system.
Those people have not yet convinced me. I haven't heard a compelling argument from one of the libertarian luminaries that seems to advocate not voting in that area. It seems to be a lot of voodoo around. Well, what about forcing people who want to force people? Yeah, I'm a libertarian, and I believe that initiating force is wrong, including using an agency of violence to initiate force. And if that agency of violence is the government, it is still wrong to advocate for that. Yes, I believe that. So I think that forcing people that want to force others to not force others to do what they want is okay.
All right, so...
Just that. I was just wondering how long you were going to go with that.
I think that's the wrong way to look at it. All you would be doing is saying, you don't do this anymore. Program's over. That's not forcing anybody. That's taking away the force. That's removing the force from a situation. But, my question still stands. Obviously, the people who are against voting are not sitting in the studio tonight. So I'm asking you in the audience, if you're one of those people who's against voting, are you also against jury nullification? Would you refuse to participate on a jury because you think it's perpetuating the system? Or is it somehow okay to do that because you could, in theory, save someone's life?
But that's just a vote. On a jury, you're just voting.
That's what I'm saying.
You're coming to it usually in a criminal case, a unanimous decision. In a civil case, it can often be a straight up vote.
Just as a side note, Mark. Also, when you were saying forcing other people that force people, right? When you're saying that you're forcing other people that force people, well. No, you're not, actually, when you think about it, because you can't force the other people that force people. They are willfully, voluntarily participating in that system. It's not forced to them. So if you vote for something, you know, you vote to say, you guys can't lay this tax, right? You know, you're not forcing them to not lay the tax. They're willfully going by their own system. It's not forced to them. They want to.
That's right. They've sworn an oath.
They want to follow your orders.
So the reason I wanted to bring this jury nullification thing up is because in a lot of places you get on the jury pool list by being registered to vote. So even if, let's say you're one of these people who doesn't believe in voting for political candidates, but on the other hand you do believe in jury nullification. Well, that's a reason enough to be registered to vote. Even if you never actually do go and vote, although in some places you'll be removed from voter rolls depending on local ordinances, but even if you never do vote or hardly ever actually vote, being on those voting rolls is critical if you think jury nullification is valuable, because that's one of the ways they pull names. At least here in New Hampshire, they do it two ways. There's voter rolls, and then there's driver's licenses. And of course, if you want to be a principled anti-statist, you shouldn't have a driver's license either. So I'd say being on that voting roll is one of the most important things for someone to do. There's actually a new campaign that I saw a video on the We Are Change channel today. They're promoting the idea of jury nullification. They've brought together some heavy hitters in the libertarian world, like Angela Keaton, Jordan Page, Bob Murphy, Jeff Berwick, Ben Swan, a number of other folks, and they are all advocating for people to get registered to be on
Jeff
a jury
Berwick,
pool.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. He was there.
Wow.
Advocating that people get set up to where they could be pulled as a possible juror to where they could do jury nullification. I was thinking, that's a great idea. I'm glad these guys are out there promoting this. However, I don't know how effective it's going to be, considering there are hardly anybody out there who are liberty-minded people that know about jury nullification. If you really want this strategy to be successful, I would recommend you do it as part of the Free State Project, because if you actually have people who are believing in the ideas of liberty concentrated in one general area, then you'll be more likely to end up with those people on juries. Because right now, if you've got 10 people in an area of 500,000 people, and those 10 people are all about jury nullification, what are the odds those people are ever going to get picked for a useful jury? I can tell you...
1 in 50,000.
I can tell you that even in this... even in this early stage of the Free State Project, I know personally multiple Free State Project participants and Friends of Liberty who have been selected for the jury pool. They did not make it onto the jury, I know one who did make it onto a jury, and she helped save a guy from a conviction for growing marijuana. So there's been a huge success in that area. But those things wouldn't be happening if we didn't have the high concentration of activists in the area in the first place. So I support jury nullification and you getting registered and all that and getting called for juries. But if you want it to be successful, I think you have to have a concentration of activists in the first place. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. As we come back with more, your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with autopilot marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Ben Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features for free. Now, if you like Free Talk Live and the fact that we give you the website for free, then maybe you would like to support the show by getting some shopping taken care of. I actually just bought some two-way radios on Amazon the other day. Got them at a really killer price, like less than $30 a piece. And I got six of them, and they shipped to me fast. They shipped to me free. I love shopping at Amazon, and you can now do your shopping at Amazon, which you're probably going to do considering the holiday season is literally around the corner. You're probably going to want to buy things for people, so why not do it through Amazon so Free Talk Live can get a great deal? We get a cut of the sale. You get the great prices you're used to, free Super Saver shipping, etc. Go to shop.freetalklive.com because there are links to Amazon there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, as well as Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. That simple. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I know I'm calling in a little early, but I need to ask you this. Can a convicted felon vote?
Convicted felons can vote in most states. I am not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice, but it's my understanding that they can vote in most states. There's just a handful of states that convicted felons can't vote in.
Okay, now what about... What about jury notification? What if I wanted to go on trial? How come I can't do that?
As I understand it, you can go on a you can be on a jury as a convicted felon. It's just that whether or not they're going to let you. If it's a criminal case, they're going to assume as a convicted felon, if you're a convicted felon. I don't know who's a convicted felon around here except for me. But they're going to assume that you have a vendetta against the police. You're a bad, bad person, so why the prosecutor wouldn't want to put you on the pool.
Okay, so then it's up to their discretion then, right?
As I understand it.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to ask.
There you go, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, generally when you're looking at jury selection, it is always the discretion of the judge and the prosecutor and the defense. There's usually peremptory challenges, as they're called, where you can just, at least here in New Hampshire, you get three of them, where you can just say, take that guy out, and you don't have to give any kind of reason. What I found out after the fact, when I was on
the
trial...
The guy with the bad cop, no donut t-shirt, he's out of here.
Yeah. don't wear shirts like that, too. Jury selection. Anyway, what I also discovered is that you can also object to jurors for certain reasons. So if you have a reason that you don't mind stating that you don't think someone should be a juror, like, oh, that person's married to a cop, or something like that, you can also object to that person, and the judge will call you up, and you can have a conversation. And if the judge agrees with your reasoning, he could also throw that other person out as well. So you usually get a few that you don't even have to say anything about, and you can sometimes get more, depending on how persuasive you are to the judge.
Yep, that sounds right.
All right, so we'll continue here. Your calls, we'll take them about whatever happens to be on your mind. We were originally talking about this town in Utah, Walsburg. They just decided they weren't going to have their election. Actually, they didn't decide. They just claimed they didn't remember.
Forgot.
Maybe
the second time in a row, the second term in a row, they forgot. The city council and the mayor have been on, this is their third term, two of which have been appointed.
And while we might like to look at this, as Johnson asked earlier, you know, is this an indictment of the state by the people voting? Is this them saying that they just don't care, or that they think that, that these people are so bad they're not going to waste their time turning out? Or is it an endorsement of the state? Are the people not voting saying they're so happy with the government they just don't want it to change? They don't care whether the elections go on because they want their existing candidates to just continue on. Either way, we do know that what's going to happen is that the existing people in those positions are going to go on. And in theory, they would go on forever. If they continue to forget the elections, they'll just continue to perpetuate this existing status quo.
Yeah, and what I hoped when I was bringing this story in, and I know you had it too, Ian, but what I hoped to illustrate was that the thought process is fallacious, that if we don't vote, there won't be some kind of government. What are they going to do if we don't vote? Here's the answer. The answer is they will appoint people to the positions that they, people they want in these positions, and they'll appoint them. That's what the answer is. Is if what would happen if nobody voted? We know the answer. What would happen if nobody voted? You don't have to ask that question anymore. It's been answered at least a half a dozen times from what I've seen. And people that claim that voting perpetuates the system, they're not looking at history. The fact is here in the United States, more elections, more than half of the people have not voted. So therefore, not voting can easily be pointed to as perpetuating the system. The system's grown larger over time, and more than half of the people haven't voted. So please don't tell me that voting perpetuates the system. There is no evidence for this statement.
System perpetuates because people believe in it, period.
If voting is makes you feel yucky, fine, don't vote. If voting, if you feel like, you know,
that's a legitimate reason.
Yeah, if there's no reason for you to go to the polls because, you know, there's too many people and you know you're in one of those areas where either there's so many Democrats or so many Republicans that, you know, your vote isn't going to matter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. That's not just because you're frustrated with how voting goes where you are doesn't mean that voting is immoral.
Yeah, absolutely true. Anyway, you're welcome to add your thoughts into the mix, although I feel like we've covered this one fairly extensively.
That horse is dead. Hit it again. Take it, Jack.
Right. And, you know, here's a real point that should be made is First of all, you're never going to convince the government bureaucrats to stop voting. They're the ones who want their system perpetuated, so the idea that you'll ever convince everybody to stop is ridiculous. And even if you need more evidence of that, the fact is you can't even convince libertarians to not vote. I mean, the most likely group of people who's most likely to agree with your perspective on this issue is also full of a bunch of people that are not willing to budge on that issue and are going to continue voting and are going to continue running candidates. You know why? Because here in New Hampshire, I see that it works. And look, there are a couple years on this show where we first moved to New Hampshire where I was kind of, not so much into the voting thing.
You're a convert.
Really, and I changed my mind about that because of the efforts of some of the political activists here who showed that not only can we get people elected, but those people who've been elected in New Hampshire have actually been successful at repealing some bad laws and adding new ones, like jury nullification.
You know what I'd like to see is I'd like to see activism against and trying to get people to stop with these pro-voting campaigns. That's what I'd like to see stop. These celebrities that get out to rock the vote, get out and vote, come on, vote
just
or
voting
die.
For the sake
vote
of voting.
Die.
Just what? Voting for the sake of voting.
Oh, God, I'm so tired of these campaigns that just get ignorant, uneducated people to vote. Just stop. We don't need more people to vote. That's one thing that we can say for sure. You know, the most people that vote, they don't know what they're voting for. They just don't know. They don't care. His name is nice. He's got nice hair.
It's a civic duty. There's enough people voting that there's enough civic duty. Completely. Well, that's what I'm saying, is they believe it's a civic duty to go in. Imagine for a second. The civic duty is to walk into a booth.
Take your civic duty back to the bathroom.
And play Christmas Tree on a voting ballot because that makes you look good. Really? That's your civic duty because your civic duty stinks.
Some people go to the voting booths to be seen by others.
And the fact is that everybody who has sort of who's educated on these issues, that knows who the vice president is, who can tell me how many states there are in the union, can perhaps name their senators and one representative. Those people that actually have some kind of clue as to what's going on, they're completely outweighed by somebody who couldn't tell you their state capital. So I completely understand why people would be frustrated about voting. I get it. But that's that. There has been a situation in my life where my one vote would have prevented the people, somebody in my town that didn't want to pay for a new, truck. They would have prevented them from having to pay for it, but I had to be out of town and I didn't vote.
So, one other thing you can do as far as voting is vote with your dollars and support businesses that you think are doing good work. And if this guy's Subway franchise that we're going to tell you about here was in Keene, I would definitely stop in for Spicy Italian because there's a gentleman who has, apparently, he's a 24-year-old graduate student at Lehigh University, and he owns a Subway franchise in Allentown, PA. And now that Subway franchise is taking Bitcoin. Want to tell you more about this gentleman and how this has been a success for him thus far. And
sorry, I'm just amused. So is that your favorite sandwich?
I like the spicy Italian at the Subway.
Yeah, me too.
Is it your favorite as well? Both of you guys are spicy Italian men?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what's your favorite sandwich?
I'm just wondering. I'm partial to a lot of different sandwiches, but I do like the turkey bacon.
You can't go wrong with turkey bacon.
But, you know, I was a former Subway, but I've worked at actually a few Subways in the past. So
you'll have a certain level of appreciation for this story as we get to that here in a moment. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What I love about this guy is he proves that even, you know, big business looking places can accept Bitcoin. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.